Okay, I'll start because the 10 minutes apply to me as well, even though I wear this nice blue shirt. So please sit down and I'll start right away. So I'll be talking about social audio applications that you may want to re-implement with Janus if you want. Quick slides about me. Nobody cares. But what is social audio? It's basically whenever you have something that is primarily audio and not strictly video as part of their form of communication. So whether it is messages or podcasts or virtual audio rooms or stuff like that, you may have heard about stuff like Clubhouse, Twitter Spaces, Reddit Talk. They're all examples of social audio. So people talking with each other, maybe they take turns and then they broadcast to a very large audience. And of course, it does seem like a very good fit for WebRTC, especially for the real-time kind of participation. And you didn't hear about me because I don't know if there is any secrecy about that, but actually Twitter Spaces uses Janus for the live part and then they distribute it somehow else. And how do they usually work? So as I said, they are typically live conversations, so you have a limited number of people that talk to each other, exchange ideas, they take turns, so it's not always the same people talking for 2 hours like a podcast, for instance. And then you may have possibly thousands of attendees, like for instance, anytime Elon Musk speaks in a Twitter space, there's millions of people listening, like let's say things like that. And there are, of course, different challenges to tackle, because for the live conversation part, it needs, of course, to be real time, because it needs to be something that happens as fast as possible. For the distribution to the audience, you may want a bit of latency may be okay, and this is why, for instance, they take advantage of CDNs or stuff like that most of the times. But of course, there's a problem that, of course, the more latency you have for the audience, if somebody from the audience needs to come into conversation, there may be a bit of latency there. And so that's something that needs to be taken into account. And so you may want to use WebRTC for everything, but then there's scalability issues at play there. And so I wanted to check whether or not Janus, which is the WebRTC server that I work on for a living, could be used for the job. And I came up with a few potential ideas. And one of those may be relying on the AudioBridge plugin. The AudioBridge is basically an audio mixer that lives within Janus. So you have multiple people connected to the AudioBridge plugin. They create a single peer connection that the AudioBridge mixes all the audio streams so that you send one stream, you receive one stream that contains the audio of everybody involved except you. Which is really nice because, for instance, it's easy to bring SIP endpoints in if you want using the plain RTP functionality. You can play jingles. For instance, you have your own show, your own context that you want to play something in there or maybe a snippet from another conversation. If you do stereo mixing, which you support, you can use spatial positioning of participants to make it easier to understand for people. And of course, this takes care of the live conversation, but we want to make it available to other people as well, so to a wider audience. And so what you can do is take advantage of RTP forwarders, which is basically an easy way by which the AudioBridge plugin sends a plain RTP stream towards an address that you specify containing the mix that is being mixed there. And the nice feature in the AudioBridge plugin is that you can also tag participants so that you may say, don't send me a mix of all participants, but only the ones that I tag in a specific group. For instance, this one may be a technician, so those two need to hear the technician who gives tips, but all the attendees only need to hear those two. That's basically the main idea. And of course, whatever happens in here is basically handling a mixed stream. So there may be a script here that sends this mix to Icecast, to make a very simple example, or to YouTube Live for audio, or to whatever platform you want to use as a CDN for distributing the audio, if it's not WebRTC. If you want to use WebRTC, you can use something like this. So you have your active participants connected to the audio bridge, they're talking to each other. You RTP forward to the streaming plugin, which is the plugin in Janus that takes care of broadcasting RTP to a wider audience. And then the streaming plugin is what distributes the audio, which has the greatest advantage that you don't have to perform specific mixing for these participants. They are already receiving a mixed stream. All people connected to the audio bridge instead have a dedicated context for mixing because they need to receive everybody except them. So it's not the same audio for all of them. And whenever you want somebody from the listeners to join in the conversation, they mute the streaming parts, they join the audio bridge temporarily, they become active participants that everybody else can listen to because they are now mixed in the audio bridge. And of course, for scalability purposes, you can just RTP forward to multiple streaming plugin instances on multiple different instances of Janus. How you distribute it is entirely up to you. You can use a tree-based distribution however you want. And you can also take advantage maybe of multicast because, of course, If it's just a plain RTP stream that you are forwarding, if you forward it on a multicast group, then multiple Janus instances can all pull from that multicast group that same mixed audio and can distribute it more efficiently. And one added value is that we, using this approach, if you want, you can also do something like interpreter services. You have two different audio bridge rooms for different rooms. You have the speaker join the room of their language, and you have an interpreter on the other room. And then you distribute those two streams separately, and then you allow the audience to listen maybe to the English channel or the French channel, and depending on the language you will speak in, you will hear the translator or the actual speaker on either one. So which makes little sense for an actual social audio application. If we want, it's maybe more for a conversational scenario, but it's still a good side effect of that. If instead you don't want to mix in Janus for a few reasons, because you don't want to terminate audio there, mixing is CPU intensive or whatever, you may want to use the SFU approach instead, which means that participants in the conversation now need to establish maybe one single peer connection, not necessarily more than one, but they are exchanging multiple audio streams. So they are sending their own, and they are receiving as many as there are other participants in the room. And you can still externalize this conversation via RTP forwarders as before, but now audio is not mixed. So you have different audio streams for each of the participants there. So if you have three participants in the conversation, each of them is sending one and receiving two. And you have a separate component that is receiving the three different audio streams from the different participants. And so if you want to distribute something via a regular CDN, that requires a single audio stream to distribute. And so that component receiving RTP forwarders needs to act a bit like a mixer acting live, basically. So, and once this happens, so once you have a mix there, everything is pretty much as the example as I made before. You have a mixed stream, you can distribute it via a CDN or via Janus, as we've said before. If you don't want to mix for the attendee as well, you want something closer to a regular webinar or something like this, you can still do that, but then you have to use that approach that I was talking about of forwarding to the streaming plugin for each of the different participants. And so something like you have the presenter contributing audio to the video room, this becomes an audio broadcast for that specific presenter in the streaming plugin, and people listen to that participant over there. You can, again, involve multiple streaming plugin instances if needed, so that you can widen the audience if you want. But again, if you have multiple participants speaking, you have to do the same for each of them, because otherwise, of course, since audio is not mixed, you would only listen to one single participant, which means that the audience needs to create subscriptions for more than one participant at any given time. And of course, you have to make this dynamic in case there's presenters that come and go, basically, which is what is expected in a social audio kind of application, which means that it's probably easier to do something like this, where you still do some sort of, you keep the audio conversation using an SFU for WebRTC participant because it gives a better audio quality between each of them, maybe. But then for distributing the conversation, it's okay to mix it. And so even mix it for WebRTC usage so that you distribute a single audio stream instead, which makes sense. But again, if you want to do that, that works. For instance, this is what we do for our virtual event platform for meetings. So that definitely works anyway. And again, you can also do this sort of multicast distribution if you want to take advantage of a wider distribution of the media. And if I spoke too fast, which is very likely, I did write a blog post about this, which goes a bit more in detail and explains things a bit more precisely than I did right now. And I think I managed to stay on time. And these are some references, so you can find me on Mastodon mainly. I'm still on Twitter, but who knows for how long. And that's the blog post that I was mentioning before. So that's all. Thank you. Okay, there's time maybe for one or two questions if anybody is curious, so I don't know if you have any. Okay.
Is there any ability to do like energy level, like to say which users are more important or less important when you are making the mixing decision?
Not specifically in the audio bridge, but this is something that you can enforce at the application level if you want. So for instance, you may decide that some users always need to be there, and some users, so for instance, you may have the concept of the actual presenters and panelists that come and go, for instance. This is more of an application level context than the mixing context. As far as mixing is concerned, you just mix.
Doesn't know to do the difference.
Yeah, exactly. So any other question or?
Yeah,
Or can we move to Saul? Okay, then. Okay, thank you very much.